you know, if someone has a acute low back pain, you know, typically you're going to give it a couple weeks, and that will get better. When it goes beyond, you know, a month and or back pain that continues to recur, then a good back strengthening physical therapy program is the first step with a licensed physical therapist. And you can imagine our spine is the pillar of our body, and our body basically hangs off our spine. And the next step after that, if people have been through a good back strengthening physical therapy program and still bothered by pain, they can undergo steroid injections into the back. That can help a lot of people. And if they've been through both those modalities, then surgical intervention would be the next thing to consider if they still have pain that bothers them significantly.
Let's talk about the lifestyle stuff for a minute more, and then I'll ask a question about surgery or surgical, you know, options. In terms of lifestyle, how many people are, I don't know, their own worst enemy because they don't really stretch, they don't really work out, maybe they sit a lot, et cetera? What can you tell somebody about lifestyle? I don't even know if diet is part of that. What can you tell somebody about lifestyle that can say, hey, give yourself the best chance for avoiding back pain?
Well, Chris, I think it's from a lifestyle standpoint, if you know, anyone strapped a 25-pound or 30-pound dumbbell to their belly and walked around for a week, their back's going to hurt. So you can imagine people who are overweight, you know, people who are overweight who have gained weight, that adds a significant amount of stress to the spine. And so preventing obesity or eating right, healthy diet, exercise to keep that weight off is, I think, very key. People who have back pain who are overweight, a lot of patients will get better on their own by losing weight, okay? And so in some patients who are very obese, I've had patients that we've sent to a bariatric center, and they've undergone surgery, and they've lost 50 pounds, 60 pounds, and their back pain has gone away. And for those patients whose back pain doesn't go away with losing weight, then at least if they undergo surgery, they're less at risk. And so, you know, diet, exercise, weight loss are all things that can be done to help prevent occurrences of back pain.
Now let's move over to what kinds of surgery. I think the thing I hear most often is something involving discs, either a fusion or something of that nature. What are the range of options? What kinds of things are sort of the state of the art now that we've learned that you know, deal with whatever the various problems are?
Yeah, you know, with back pain, if we're talking about back pain itself and not a herniated disc or pinched nerve or something, when we're talking about back pain, that's usually a bad disc or a bad joint. And those discs and joints move when we move. And so if you have a faulty disc or joint, that whenever you move, it's going to hurt. And that's called mechanical back pain. And the goal of surgery is to take the motion out of that disc or joint. And that's typically done with a fusion procedure with rods and screws. The techniques that have developed over the past decade or so, minimally invasive techniques, are just different ways to approach the spine. Instead of making a typical midline incision and spreading the muscle and exposing the spine to put the screws in, you can do smaller incisions and split the muscle instead of spreading it, and that can result in less pain in the immediate post-op period, the first couple weeks after surgery. Minimally invasive also can result in less blood loss at surgery, but it, you know, it needs to be remembered that the long-term effects are the same. There's still screws in the spine, you're still fusing a level, and the long-term outcomes are similar between the two techniques, but the minimally invasive techniques can be a little bit more comfortable for the patient in the immediate short-term post-op period.